Is this thing working? Jack, can you hear me? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Rachel, can you hear me okay? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure everybody can hear. Today, I want to mention something very unusual that occurs in our services, something that may stand out if you are accustomed to a non-messianic synagogue. I'm referring to that moment in our service when members are invited to stand up, take the microphone, and tell everyone that they what they believe God is saying or doing. We call this our prophetic ministry time. Okay, that's... No, I should explain. Sometimes it's very short. With almost no one speaking. Other times there are numerous utterances, and this could be followed by a time of prayer and or ministry. So although it's not a major part of our worship service, it is in a prominent place, and for one reason. This is part of what makes us a Messianic Jewish congregation. We have experienced that the God of Israel still speaks. In the book of Acts, people were surprised when the disciples began to speak with other tongues. And they looked for an explanation. Somebody must have suggested that the disciples were drunk. So Kepha, or Peter, stood up and said, "Not so, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. These are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that was spoken of by the prophet Joel. That his spirit would be poured out on all flesh, that our sons and our daughters would prophesy, that our old men would dream dreams and our young men would have visions." So if we are trusting Yeshua as being Messiah and part of the identity of God, then his promise to give us the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is to be believed. If the Ruach has come to us, then we are meant to hear God's voice speaking among us. It should be a commonplace thing that God would speak among us. We should not just expect it at this particular moment in our service, but we give a part of our service to allowing members to speak what they believe God has shared with them. Now, you might sometime hear a correction. That means we are continuing to listen to the voice of wisdom from the Scriptures. And it's in the Scriptures where Shaul wrote that we find the ordinance to allow the prophesiers to speak two or three at a time and let another judge. So when we judge a prophecy, the elders are declaring that God either has or has not spoken. It's not a shame to be corrected, but in order to have as little public correction as possible, we encourage those who believe God has shown them something to be involved in prophesying in their small groups, in their chavarot. From the time before you arrive until you leave each Shabbat, allow yourself to ask whether the Ruach may be speaking something to you. If you are wanting to know whether that is happening, you can test it. Ask Hashem to give you a clear sign that the thing that you believe he is telling you really is. Often, some other member will stand up and say what you think the Ruach is speaking to you. Then you will know, and with enough experiences like that, you will have more boldness to declare what the Spirit is saying. Then you can be used to confirm what others are hearing. Shaul wrote that we should desire spiritual gifts, but especially that we might prophesy. This is part of our new covenant reality. It belongs to us as followers of Yeshua, and we make every effort to give room for this in our services. As important as this is, there is one gift that is even more important, love, but that's for another time and message. And for now, thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.